in September. I still have Savvy Leiser in here. She's going to co-host for a while I interview my friend, Max Grinnell. But the reason I'm interviewing Max is in September, I got a kind of scoop on the latest One Book, One Chicago selection, which was an unusual one, I think. Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep by Philip K. Dick, that 1968 novel set in a world as he imagined it. Max, how are you?
I'm very well, Rick.
I'm glad to
hear
that. You too, pal. Max is a historian, a professor, and an all-around lover of all things city. His website is Urbanologist. Max, meet Savvy Leiser, who is the next generation of Chicago literary personalities here. She's a kid.
Hello,
I met at
Savvy.
I know.
Hi,
I don't know
Max,
if you've been.
Nice
I don't
to
know
meet
if
you.
You've been listening. She's a kid I met at. She was a student at DePaul, and I said, after class, she goes, could I tell you about the business I have? She has her own publishing business. She has an editing business. Max, you are coming to town to start some tours in connection with the One Book, One Chicago thing. When do they start?
Rick, they have already started. That's the amazing thing. Yesterday, we were in Uptown with a group of 40. Then we moved on to the Loop. We were talking everything from transit history in the Loop. We were talking the creation of the Michigan Avenue Historic Streetscape facade. And we have a bunch more programs coming up where I'm going to be in Canaryville tomorrow night at the library talking about unbuilt projects throughout the city.
See, that's one that really intrigued me about unbuilt projects in the city. Give us an idea. What is one?
Well, I mentioned Frank Lloyd Wright's proposed Mile High skyscraper, which is kind of wild. You know, he never set a specific place within the city, but it's kind of these aspirational moonshots for architecture. And it actually formed the inspiration for the Burj Khalifa. So that's kind of, or Burj Dubai, excuse me. So that's it's with us today in another form, if you will. Another one that I think people have been kind of always intrigued by is, of course, the proposed World Fair that Chicago did not end up having in 1992, which would have taken place where the Century of Progress in 1933 took place, which is right around the lakefront, Netherlay Island. And those are two of the projects that I always think about as kind of these miraculous moments. You know, why didn't we have them?
Who's coming on these tours? Obviously, it's people like you and me. But otherwise, because I thought this was an unusual. I thought, and you know, I have thought other books were kind of unusual choices. I thought this was an unusual one, but in its way, kind of inspired too.
I think the idea is a great one. You know, get folks, you know, who might have this kind of passion for science fiction and thinking about how have we changed as a city. One thing, you know, whether it's either people's use of smartphones or how we understand, parse out the world around us through those devices. We don't have any flying cars on the tour. I'm sorry. For those you might be coming out, or there's no drone, BYOD, bring your own drone. But we do have all kinds of age ranges coming out for this. On the Uptown tour, we had folks from Northeastern Illinois University and some folks from DePaul. We had lifelong Uptown residents. One woman even added in a little bit about the celebrated Challenger Park, which of course extends on the east side of Graceland Cemetery as a linear park, you know, two or three blocks long.
Yeah.
And thinking about that, not just as this green space, but also as like this moment for people to run, to jog. And folks who are listening who know Uptown, who know Buena Park, know that there's that a little enclosed dog area called Challenger Bark.
Aww.
So there's, yeah, right? See?
Yeah.
Who doesn't, these are our fur babies.
I know. I'm a dog mom, so it's
okay.
All about that.
See?
Yeah.
Debbie knows what I'm talking about.
She does.
Just thinking about how we use space, you know, we stopped by the Uptown Theater. We talked about kind of even the transformation of retailing. I mean, I have students sometimes who are like, what's a department store? And I'm like, well, I like Target. And they're like, oh, you know, so just these kind of conversations, and we're trying to be present in place. I mean, people are welcome to take phones. You know, we had folks doing Snapchat, et cetera. But it's also like we saw people talking to each other, walking around, and it was really great.
Well, you were the guy to do it, Max. And let me know the next time you're in town for a lengthy stay, because you're one of my favorite radio guests, and we should just come on here and shoot the breeze about Lincoln Yards and new mayors and old mayors and everything else. Don't you think?
Yeah, we can throw in some of the 78 too if you want. that'd be you know, Rick. If you don't mind, I'd love to mention too for folks.
Sure.
We also have a kind of a fun trivia night that's part of this, hosted by yours truly. It's on April 16th at the G-Man Tavern there in the celebrated Wrigleyville, much changed neighborhood.
The ever-changing Wrigleyville, yeah. The unrecognizable, to my mind, Wrigleyville.
Very few places left.
Yeah.
And that's at 7 p.m. on April 16th, so... if you are 21 and up, please come out for some prizes, some good conversation, and that's one of the other events that's coming up. So just want to put a little quick pitch in there for that.
Max, do you have all this stuff on your website, The Urbanologist?
It's on my website, and also folks go to shypublib.com.org. That's another place people can find
it. Go to Max's. Get to know Max. Go to The Urbanologist. Max is one of the Chicago, even though he doesn't live here all the time, he's a Chicago treasure. Max, it's always good to talk to you, man. Always
Thank
good.
Thank you, Rick.
Have
Thank
fun on this stuff.
Me.
Have fun.
Yeah,
I'm glad to introduce you to Savvy.
It's nice to meet you.
Yeah.
She'll be doing
yeah,
the interview in a short while on this station or some other station. Count on it. Max, let me know when you're going to be in for a length of time, and we'll sit down for an hour on the show.
That sounds great.
All right,
pal. Be well.
Safe travels,
pal.
Safe travels.
Thank you.